In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Day 6, Goodness. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they will be created.
And you will renew the face of the earth. Loving Father, your generous love overflows in the outpouring of your Holy Spirit. Fill us as you fill St. Philip with the spirit of generosity, and teach us to make a gift of ourselves to others. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
A reading from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 18 and 19. Tell the rich in the present age not to be proud and not to rely on so uncertain a thing as wealth, but rather in God, who richly provides us with all things for our enjoyment. Tell them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous, ready to share, thus accumulating as treasure a good foundation for the future, so as to win the life that is true life.
The love of God has been poured into our hearts
by His Spirit living in us.
Like kindness and cheerfulness, the spiritual fruit of goodness also disposes us well towards our neighbour. Here the Spirit is at work to produce not only good thoughts towards others, but a willingness to do good things for those around us. Do not let a day pass without doing some good during it, St. Philip advised his disciples. We must not delay in doing good, for death will not delay its time. He felt an urgency about making the love of God and neighbour visible in the form of good works, and this was a watchword with him from the very beginning of his time in Rome. When he met young men on his walks during those early days in Rome, his greeting was always the same. Well, he would say with a grin on his face, when shall we have a mind to begin to do good? This goodness requires a generous spirit, one that is sincerely detached from the world and its material delights. Give me 10 men who were really detached from the world and wish for nothing but Christ, St. Philip once exclaimed, and I have the heart to believe I could convert the world with them. But the freedom and power that come with detachment are completely squelched by the bonds of avarice. He who wishes for material possessions will never have devotion. He who wishes for perfection must have no attachments to anything of this world. Anecdotes abound of the counsels he gave and the penances he assigned, to gently but firmly lead those who were greedy to renounce their connections to material things. Generosity for St. Philip applied not merely to money and objects. He had few enough of them as it was, and often showed his gratitude for gifts by giving one to the donor that was double the value of the one he had received. More important for him was a commitment to be generous with his time and energy. If we wish to help our neighbour, he taught, we must reserve for ourselves neither place nor hour nor time. When one of the fathers of the congregation refused to answer the door to those who came for confession or alms, because he was saying his prayers, St. Philip would have none of it. He admonished him and the other fathers and brothers that when they were called for, they were to come immediately, no matter if they were praying or anything else, for in doing so, they would be leaving Christ for Christ. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners,
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Heavenly Father, hear the prayers that we make in the name of your Son, and give us the Paraclete whom he promised you would send. Let the love of your Holy Spirit abound in our hearts, and help us to bear fruit in good works and generous service to our neighbour. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.